I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
I don't know how many minutes do I have for the testimony.
我不知道在这里有多少在座的长职传道。
But I try to shrink it.
但是我希望把它来压缩一下。
First of all, I would like to thank the Lord.
首先我要感谢神。
So that I have this opportunity to testify and glorify our Lord Jesus.
让我得以有这个机会来荣耀和感谢他。
From the moment of birth,
从我出生的那一刻起。
Migration,
从移民。
Marriage,
结婚。
Being a father of three wonderful children,
成为三个孩子的父亲。
And buying our first house,
买了我们购下我们第一个房屋。
Is a living testimony that the Lord Jesus gave it to me.
都是主耶稣赐予我的见证，一直到现在。
When I was a kid,
当我还幼小的时候
，I was taught that I was born and loved by Jesus.
那我从小的时候我就被告知我被主耶稣所爱着。
In the RE class and sermons,
那在RE班里面
，I was encouraged to live for Christ.
那我也被激励要为主而活。
Through experience in my life,
那通过我生活中的经验
，I can taste,
我可以感受到
；I can see,
我可以看到
；I can feel,
我可以感觉到
；and touch the presence of God,
也可以触摸到，神的存在。
Last time I testified my childhood life,
那上一次我做的见证是关于我童年时期的一个见证
，and the migration.
也是关于我移民时候的一个见证。
So today I'm going to share with you being the father of having three kids in my life.
那今天我要和大家分享的就是成为三个孩子的父亲的这个见证。
What I have learned and the grace I received from our Lord Jesus Christ to glorify Him.
那我学到的和所受的恩典来荣耀他。
After marrying my wife Grace.
那和我的太太 Grace 姐妹结婚之后
，We lived in Taiwan for 2 years.
我们在台湾居住了两年。
In these 2 years,
那在这两年当中
，I was helping my sister Sandra in the school.
那我在学校里面帮助了我的妹妹 Sandra.
And Grace was learning Mandarin in Changhua.
那在台湾 Grace 也在学中文。
We enjoy our newly wed life.
那我们很享受我们的新婚生活。
For 1 year.
这个持续了一年。
And then we plan to have a baby.
然后我们就计划要差不多要孩子了。
But we got none.
但是并没有。
In 2008.
在2008年的时候，秋天。2008年秋天的时候。
Grace and I came to Toronto.
Grace 和我来到了多伦多。
To begin a new journey.
来开始一个新的旅途。
Few months later.
几个月之后。
There was still no sign of Grace being pregnant.
那 Grace 依旧还没有怀孕。
So I asked myself, why it is so hard to have a baby?
那我就问我自己，为什么有孩子是一件如此困难的事呢？
God made me taste and realize that a child.Or a blessing is given by God and not of your own will.
那神让我感受到了一个孩子是来自于神的赐恩。
My mother-in-law told us to pray for 100 days.
那我的岳母告诉我要祷告100天。
Therefore, I put this in my prayers.
所以我就把这个放在了我的祷告当中。
In 2009 summer,
那在2009年的夏天
,Grace and I decided to go back home.
那 Grace 和我决定要回去。
For a visit.
回去探亲。
We traveled to Cuba.
我们去了古巴。
Then to Hong Kong.
去了香港。
To Macau.
去澳门。
To Taiwan.
去了台湾。
And then to Korea.
然后去了韩国。
When we visited Korea,
当我们去了韩国的时候
，My mother-in-law wasn't sure if Grace was infertility.
那我的岳母不知道 Grace 是否不能生育。
Therefore, she told her to have a checkup in the hospital.
所以就让她去医院做检查。
The test result came up that Grace was pregnant.
那这个检查就是 Grace 已经怀孕了。
And already for 6 weeks.
那她也已经怀孕了6周。
However, we were very surprised.
但是我们都非常的惊讶。
But I gave thanks to God.
但是我感谢神。
For his precious gift.
因为他给了我们这宝贵的礼物。
And blessings.
也是宝贵的恩典。
Because we have traveled and walked a lot in our trips, not knowing that Grace was pregnant at the time.
那我们也走了很多的路程，但是当时我们都不知道 Grace 已经怀孕了。
After knowing that the baby was a boy,
那在知道这个孩子是一个男孩之后
we decided to name this child Nathan.
那我们就给他取名叫了 Nathan.
Meaning God has given.
意思就是神所赐的。
In Jewish.
在犹太话中。
I thank God.
我感谢神。
The delivery was very smooth and fast.
生产的过程非常的顺利，也非常的快。
The moment I hold my son on my hand,
当我抱住我儿子的时候
I say to myself,
我告诉我自己
Wow, you are a father now.
哇，你现在可是一个爸爸了。
I get many thanks for his precious gift.
那我也常常的感恩。
Nathan is a very obedient and a very sensitive child.
那 Nathan 是一个非常敏感，也是一个非常听话的孩子。
Taking care of Nathan was easy for us.
那对于我们来说，照顾 Nathan 其实是一件挺容易的事情。
So no further doubt, we decided to have our second child.
所以毫无犹豫的，我们就想要了第二个孩子。
The probability of having a daughter is higher than both sides of our family.
那我们觉得下一个孩子是女孩的概率会比较高。
Because I saw my parents having four daughters.
因为我知道我的父母有四个女儿。
And Grace's family has they have my parents-in-law have three daughters too.
那我 Grace 那边的家庭也是有三个女儿。
So I think of myself, maybe I'll have a daughter, the second one.
那所以我觉得我的第二个孩子差不多是女孩了。
I remember the following visit to the BY after the week Grace had an ultrasound taken.
那所以在 Grace 做了 B 超之后，我们去了
midwives。
去了那个生产
接
生婆那里。
After the week Grace had the ultrasound taken.
在她做完 B 超之后。
超音波。We were very excited to know whether it is a boy or a girl.
那我们非常的激动，想要知道是男孩或者是女孩。
The midwife did not say a word.
他什么都没有说。
And then she drew a sign.
他确实画了一个符号。
It's a circle and then an arrow.
那是个圆圈和一个箭头。
At that time, both of us didn't know what that sign is.
那在当时我们两个人都不知道那个符号所代表的意义。
I say, it is a girl.
我说差不多是女孩吧。
The midwife looked at us with face.What a shame! You don't know this.
那他以很嫌弃的眼神盯着我们看，你们居然连这个都不知道。
And finally, she said, "Congratulations! You have a boy son."
那说恭喜你们，你们有一个男孩。
Grace asked the midwife that if we want to have a girl.
那 Grace 就问他，如果我们要有一个女孩的话
，She has to be pregnant again.
是不是要再次怀孕？
But I think there's no guarantee.
但是我觉得这是没有保障的。
Of having daughter next time.
因为下次也不一定是女孩。
We were very encouraged that our sons would be the best buddies. Nathan would be alone.
那我们就希望 Nathan 和他这个新的弟弟会是好朋友。
Because he will have someone to play with.
因为他将要有一个弟弟和他一起玩耍。
But mentally, it is true.
但是虽然在心里面这么想
But physically it's not true.
但是他们肉体上却不是这样。
Because physically both of them almost fight each day.
因为他们几乎天天一起打架。
But mentally they are building that they are blood related brothers.
但是在心里他们认同自己是有血缘关系的弟兄。
So God has given us another blessing.
那神又给了我们一个恩典。
And we have received an abundant grace from God.
我们也收了来自神的很多恩典。
So at that time, my wife told me that Nathan is a market name.
那所以在当时，我的太太告诉我 ，Nathan 这个名字太大众化了。
So you better give an unique name.
所以应该给他一个特别，这次应该给他取一个特别的名字。
For our second son.
来给我们的第二个儿子。
So I thought of myself unique.
所以我就想要特殊。
And should I stick with the Bible names?
那我又要和圣经里面的，又要用圣经里面的名字。
But thank God, I found one.
但是感谢神，我找到了一个。
I named my second son Haniel.
下一个儿子的名字就叫 Haniel.
Meaning God's grace in Hebrew.
在希伯来文中就是神的恩典。
So some people ask me, why didn't I name my second son with the Bible name?
那有很多人就问我，为什么你的第二个儿子的名字不出自于圣经里呢？
So I told them I did.
但是我告诉他们我有。
So in the First Chronicles chapter 7 verse 39.
在历代志上第七章第三十九节。
Is a son of Ula, a prince of hero of Asher.
那是乌拉的儿子和亚拉的。
First Chronicles chapter 7 verse 39. 历代志上。
历代志上第七章第三十九节。历代志上。三十九。是乌拉的儿子和
汉
尼耶。
And also in Numbers chapter 34 verse 23.
也在民数记第三十四章第二十三节。
The son of Ephod and prince of Manasseh.Who assisted in the division of the land?
那是约瑟的孙子马拿西支派的首领以弗的儿子汉尼。
Haniel is a very curious boy and naughty child.
那他是一个非常好奇又调皮的孩子。
But he is our pistachio.
但是他是我们手中的宝。
开心果。He never made us become bored.
他使我们从来都不会感到无聊。
However, the curiosity let him suffer an accident.
但是由于他的好奇，他就身上发生了一件事。
When he was about 22 months.
就发生了一个意外，在他差不多22个月大的时候。
It was like a nightmare to us that night.
那对于我们来说，当天晚上就是一个噩梦。
The night before.
在那前一个晚上
，Grace told me that she dreamed a strange dream.
那 Grace 告诉我，她做了一个奇怪的梦。
In that dream,
在那个梦里
，she was told that her father died and she has to go back home.
她被告知她的父亲死了，所以她需要回家。
So a person drove a car and parked the car at the front of the door.
那一个人开了车，把车停在了门前。
She wondered who came.
那她就在想，谁来了呢？
The person brought out the coffin, but the person dropped the coffin by mistake.
那他把这个棺材带了出来，但是却不小心让棺材落在了地上。
She thought it was an empty coffin for her father.
所以 Grace 想的大概是一个为他父亲准备的一个空的棺材。
But there was a person, young person, inside the coffin.
但是有个年轻的孩子，年轻的人在那个棺材里面。
The young man in the coffin wasn't dead.
那这个年轻的人并没有死。
And open his eyes.
他也睁开了他的眼睛。
And he looked at Grace.
他看了 Grace.
Grace didn't know who he was.
那 Grace 也不知道他是谁。
But his face looks familiar.
但是他的脸看上去很熟悉。
Then she woke up.
然后他就醒来了。
She called back home that day.
那天他就打电话回家。
And told this to her mother.
那告诉了他的母亲
about the dream，
关于这个梦
and told her father to be careful，
也告诉了他的父亲要小心。
Throughout the day, she forgot the dream.
那在这一日当中，她就忘记了这个梦。
That day, we visit our friend.
那一天，我们去拜访了我们的朋友。
Who just had a baby girl.
那她刚刚生了一个女婴。
From the moment we saw their open concept kitchen.
那所以我们看见他们敞开式的厨房之后。
We gave them some recommendations.
那我们就给了他们一些建议。
How to prevent a child from danger.
那就这样来防止这个孩子受到伤害。
So we came back home around 6:30 p.m.
那我们在下午的六点半时候回到了家。
At the time we were very tired.
在那个时候我们都已经非常疲惫。
I asked Grace if she wants to have some oolong tea.
所以我就问 Grace 是不是要喝一些乌龙茶。
She agreed.
她同意了。
So I bought some water and to make some tea.
所以我就煮了一些开水来泡茶。
I saw Hania below the countertop trying to see what I was doing.
那我看见 Hania 在台子底下来看我想要做什么。
He stepped on the toy and reached my hands.
他站在了他的玩具上来够向我的手臂。
On the countertop.
在柜台上面。
And tried to see what was inside the pot.
所以他想要看到这个我手上壶里面是什么东西。
And at that time the pot has a handle.
那个时候那个壶有一个把手。
By the time I put the pot full of tea, hot tea on the countertop.
那在我把盛满热茶的这个茶壶放在了柜台上的时候。
Hania grabbed my left hand and my left hand was off the truck.
那 Hania 抓住了我的左手臂，我的左手臂就这样偏离了。
So the pool full of hot tea was pulled off on his right face.
那所以这个盛满了热茶的壶，盛满这个热茶就倒在了他的右脸上。
On his right shoulder.
在他的右肩上。
Right arm.
他右臂上。
And right upper quadrant.
所以和他的右边的上半身。
I remember his face was wet.
那我记得他的脸就已经全湿了。
So I tried to rinse him with cold water.
所以我用冷水赶紧给他浸泡。
And his right arm skin.
然后他右手臂的皮肤。
And the right upper quadrant skin.
和右上身的皮肤。
Turned all black.
都变黑了。
It was horrible.
那个场景看上去很可怕。
So his skin wore off.
他的皮开始脱落。
Hania was shaking and crying.
Hania 在那边颤抖，也在哭泣。
So I wrapped Hania in the towel and we rushed him to the hospital.
所以我赶紧用毛巾裹住了他，我们冲向了医院。
The nurse gave Hania some morphine.
那护士就给了他一些吗啡。
That time Hania wanted his mother to hold him.
那个时候 Hania 想要他的妈妈来抱他。
And Grace gave him chocolate.
Grace 就给了他巧克力。
Sing some hymns to put Hania into sleep.
唱了一些赞美诗来让他入睡。
But at that time, nothing worked.
但是在那个时候却没有一样奏效。
Hania was frightened and in severe pain.
那 Hania 就非常的害怕，然后也身上非常的痛。
He never stopped crying from the moment he was burned.
所以在他受到灼伤的那一刻起，他就没有停止哭。
So the only choice at that time, we can do was to pray.
那在那个时候，我们唯一的解决方案就是祷告。
Grace held Hania in her arm and started to pray in tongues.
那 Grace 开始抱着 Hania 就开始祷告了。
The moment we started our prayer,
在我们开始祷告的那一刹那
，God put Hania to sleep.
神就让他睡着了。
It was around 1 o'clock in the morning.
在那个时候已经是凌晨一点钟了。
God truly listened to our humble and sorrowful prayer.
那神听着我们谦卑的祷告。
In the emergency room.
在急诊室里面。
On the projector, Hania was. We went to the sick kid.
那在那个时候我们去了 Sick Kids Hospital.
And the doctor was trying to put a new skin on his skin, actually.
那个医生就想要把新的皮肤接到 Haniel 的身上。
The next picture.
下一张。
Haniel was eating his breakfast in the hospital.
这个时候是 Haniel 在医院里面吃他的早餐时候的样子。
At that time, he was right-hand side. Yeah, right-handed.
那个时候他的右手。
右撇子。
那个时候他是右撇子。
He was trying to eat his breakfast.
所以他试着要吃自己的早饭。
But the arm couldn't turn to feed himself.
但是他的右臂没有办法转过来来喂他自己。
So when he reached about half a meter from his mouth,
所以当他的手臂离他的嘴还有差不多半米距离的时候
he tried to use his left hand to eat it.
所以他就想用他的左手 来 接手那个食物来吃。
Next picture.
下一张。
This picture was taken in Sister Chen Qing's house.
那这个张图片的拍摄地点是在陈青姐妹的家里。
Yeah, we told him to pray, so he immediately kneeled down and prayed.
那我们教他祷告，他就立刻跪下来祷告了。
So, in the emergency room.
那在急诊室里面的时候。
I heard people shouting.
那我听到有人在叫喊。
One, two, three.
一二三
blood pressure
血压
I wonder what was going outside of the curtain
那我从窗户外面就在想是在发生什么事呢
An old lady was brought in unconsciously
那一个老太太昏迷被送了进来
laid on the bed
她躺在床上
the paramedic kept on giving her CPR
那急救人员一直在她身上施展急救
And at last, her heart began to beat slowly and slowly.
那最后她的心跳恢复了缓慢的跳动。
I felt that life, what is life and what is death?
那我就在想什么是生什么是死呢
Just that one beat.
其实也不过是一线之间。
So Grace recalled her dream after I told what happened outside of the curtain.
那当我把这个故事告诉 Grace 的时候她就想起了她的那个梦。
The young man could be Haniel's future image.
那个年轻的男子有可能是 Haniel 以后长大的样子。
But the dream gave us a clue that we should keep on our eyes on Haniel.
但是那个梦告诉我们，我们要常常的关注 Haniel.
Pray for our children.
为我们的孩子祷告。
Treasure what God gave us.
要珍惜神所赐予我们的。
So the nurse grabbed Haniel's burn.With a cloth and told us to go straight to SickKid Hospital.
那所以他这个护士就指导我们说立刻要去 SickKid Hospital.
And to meet a skin specialist doctor.
那在那边有一个皮肤科的专家。
And the doctor will know what to do and take care of the Haniel.
那个专家就会知道该怎么做，该怎么来救 Haniel， 治 Haniel。
照顾 Haniel。By the time we arrived at the hospital,
那在我们去到了医院的时候
the doctor was waiting for us.
那个专家已经在等待我们了。
Haniel was half asleep and half awake.
Haniel 在半梦半醒之间。
He did not have the strength to cry.
他并没有哭泣的力气了。
We were put in the room for rest.
那我们被安置在了一个房间来让我们休息。
Haniel woke up every time he was in pain.
那每一次 Haniel 感到疼痛的时候，他都会醒来。
So Grace and I pray so that God can take away his pain.
那我们就祷告，让神可以带走他的痛苦。
Both of us didn't sleep that night.
那一晚上我们都是彻夜未眠。
I called back home and asked my parents, my sisters, my brothers, and the church to pray for Haniel.
那我打电话回家让我的家人还有教会一起为 Haniel 祷告
Same as my in-law side
那在 Grace 的那边也是同样的
I called the preacher to ask Toronto Church to pray for Haniel
那我也打电话给传道让多伦多教会为 Haniel 祷告
I pleaded God mercy
那我也求神怜悯
Although Haniel was brought with a cloth,
那即使 Haniel 被包裹在这个毛毯之中，
He walked around on the hall like a penguin.
那他还是像企鹅一样滚来滚去。
Grace met the mother next door one day.
那 Grace 就和隔壁的一个母亲有接触。
And that lady asked Grace what happened to Haniel.
那个母亲就问 Haniel 身上发生了什么。
Grace told her the situation.
Grace 就把情况告诉了他。
The child was 6 to 7 years old.
那他的孩子差不多是6到7岁。
And had a burn same as Haniel.
那也和 Haniel 一样，同样的被灼伤。
However, the burn was 3 centimeters deep.
但是那个灼伤却有3厘米深。
And they were at the hospital for weeks.
他们也在医院待了数周。
They lived in Hamilton.
他们住在汉密尔顿。
After hearing the mother,
那在听完这个母亲说的之后，
Grace worried that Haniel's case would be much severe than boy.
那 Grace 就担忧 Haniel 的情况会比当时的那个孩子还要严重。
Because Haniel was only 22 months.
因为 Haniel 在那个时候只有22个月大。
And that we might spend weeks and weeks in hospitals.
然后我们有可能也会在医院里面度过非常非常久的时间。
But the only worry I had.
但是我唯一的担忧是。
Was Haniel's skin sense.
就是 Haniel 皮肤的这个敏感度。
Because our skin has a lot of nerves.
因为我们的皮肤里有非常非常多的神经。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Haniel's burn recovered very fast.
Haniel 的这个灼伤非常快的得到了恢复。
And there was no infection.
也并没有感染。
His face had a few blisters.
他的脸上有几块红斑。
And was not severely burned.
但是并没有被重度的灼伤。
Nor scars right now.
现在也没有留疤。
Thank God.
感谢神。
I remember at the time of the incident.
我记得在事发的那一刻。
My left hand had covered some part of Haniel's face.
那我的左手覆盖住了 Haniel 脸上的一部分。
My left hand felt a bit of pain and needles at the hospital.
那我的左手感到有一些刺痛。
It was God's mercy.
但是是神的怜悯。
Otherwise, I didn't know what to expect.
要不然我都不知道将要面对什么。
We got discharged at the hospital in 4 or 5 days.
那在4到5天之后，我们就被告知可以回家。
Some church members, came to visit Haniel.
有一些弟兄教会里面的弟兄姐妹们来探望。
May God bless your love and compassion.
那感谢你们的同情和你们的爱心。
We felt warm in our heart.
我们在内心感到很温暖。
Through this incident.
那通过这件事情。
I felt that God was protecting my family.
那我知道神一直在保护我的家庭。
And that God was teaching me something every day.
那神每一天也在教导我新的事情。
Build our trust in God.
那我们建立对神的信心。
And believe that God has power to heal what is unseen.
那我们也有这个信心来相信神可以医治那些我们看不到的。
The power of prayer of the congregation is needed.
那我们祷告的这个力量是被需要的。
When we encounter difficulties, situations.
在我们面对困难的时候。
He taught me how to entrust when I am useless and powerless.
那在我无助的时候，他教我怎样信靠他。
Through this incident.
那通过这件事。
Haniel learned how to pray in sickness and pain.
Haniel 就学会了在生病当中祷告。
There was once that he had a fever.
那有一次他发烧。
He asked Grace to pray for her.
他就叫 Grace 为他祷告。
And he prayed out loud and long too.
他也和我们一起祷告。
So God comforted us that this child would pray on his own.When he encountered any difficulties and sickness.
那神就安慰我们，在他的病痛之中或者在困难之中， Haniel 都会自己祷告。
After seeing the naughtiness of Haniel,
在看到 Haniel 的调皮之后，
we were hesitating whether to have a third child or not.
那我们就犹豫是否要第三个孩子了。
However, we always wanted to have a daughter in our life.
但是在我们生命当中，我们一直都想要个女孩子。
Since we planned to have our first child.
那这是从我们有第一个孩子那一刻起就有的想法。
So every morning we pray for 10 minutes, then we extend to 15 minutes.
所以每一天早上我们开始祷告十分钟，然后延长至十五分钟。
After praying for 15 minutes, I found that 15 minutes was too short for my prayer.
那我在延长到十五分钟之后，我又发现十五分钟对于祷告来说太短了。
Because I got too much to ask in the prayer.
因为在我的祷告书中有太多要求的东西。
We prayed for this daughter until the day our daughter was born in front of me, even though the ultrasound told us it was a girl.
那我们一直为这个女儿祷告，一直到她在我的面前出生为止，即使在看完了超声波确定她是女孩之后。
Grace and I pray for this baby.
那 Grace 和我就为这个女孩祷告。
And God has been listening.
那神也有倾听我们的祷告。
So we offer and finally God answered our prayers.
所以神最终还是听了我们的祷告。
Therefore, I named this baby Eliana.
所以这个孩子的名字就叫 Eliana.
Eliana in the Hebrew name meaning God listened.
Eliana 在希伯来文中的意思就是神听。
We believe that the third child will be delivered much easier and faster.
那我们感觉第三个孩子的生产应该会更加的顺利。
But we never thought that Grace would end up in C-section.
但是我们却没有预料到 Grace 需要剖腹产。
No matter how hard Grace pushed the baby,
那不管 Grace 多么的用劲
the baby's head remained too high for vaginal delivery.
所以那baby 的头对于自然生产还是位置太高。
And the head of the baby remained too high.For any suction.
而且因为他的头的位置太高，所以任何的吸力都没有用。
The doctor decided to take her for C-section.
那所以医生就决定让 Grace 剖腹产。
In the waiting room.
在等待室中。
I pray for God for His mercy and guidance so that Grace and the baby would be fine.
那我求神的怜悯和带领，让这个孩子可以顺利的生产，然后 Grace 也可以平安。
Because I cannot afford to lose my loved ones.
因为我不可以失去我所爱的人。
I was called by the nurse to come in.
那护士就叫我进来。
The pediatrician told me that the baby was fine.
那儿科医生就告诉我这个女婴没有问题。
But there was something that she found uncommon.
但是有一个她发现很不寻常的一件事。
She wanted us to stay in the hospital and have a baby x-ray and the ultrasound taken.
那他们希望我们给这个婴孩拍一个 X 光，然后也做一个超声波。
Before she gave us a discharge document for Grace and the baby.
那在他们给我们让我们回家以前。
I hold the baby in front of me on my hands.
那我抱住了我的孩子。
And I shed my tears.
我就哭了。
I wanted a daughter and God gave it to me.
我想要一个女孩，神也把她赐给了我。
The next day in the hospital.
那下一天在医院里面的时候。
I took Eliana with me and went to the x-ray room followed by the ultrasound.
那我带着 Eliana 去了医学摄影室。
The result of the x-ray showed that her bottom was clear, meaning that the bone was not present.
那他告这个 x-ray 的结果就是他的底下没有骨头。
The result of the ultrasound was undetermined.
那超声波的鉴定测量鉴定并没有肯定是否那个骨头是否在。
So the pediatrician recommended Eliana to have an MRI taken.
所以那个儿科医生就希望我们可以做一个 MRI.
But it will take a long time.
但是会需要很长的时间。
But you will be in rush to have the MRI MRI taken if Eliana does not move her legs.
如果伊莉安娜没有动她的腿以前，我们就去做 MRI， 这会是很匆忙的一个决定。
Therefore, we decided to have Eliana take MRI taken as soon as possible.
但是我们希望伊莉安娜可以越尽早的做完这个 MRI。
However, her legs movement seems to be fine, even though it took time, maybe after 6 months.
即使是花了六个月的时间，但是我们觉得她腿的这个动作还是正常的。
We couldn't understand how the two legs were connected and how she moved her leg if the bone was missing.
但是我们也不知道，如果那个骨头没有存在的话，她该怎么动她的腿。
One day when Grace was having Eliana,
那当 Grace 生产 Eliana 的时候
，she screamed one day.
有一天她尖叫。
Hania asked, "Mommy, why are you screaming?"
那 Hania 就问妈妈，你为什么在叫呢
？So Grace said, "Eliana just kicked me."
那 Grace 说 ，Eliana 刚刚踢了我一脚。
Hania spoke to Grace's tummy, "Hey sister, you don't hit people."
那 Hania 就拍着 Grace 的肚子告诉 Eliana， 妹妹，你不可以打人。
So at the time when Eliana was born, Grace and I were very worried about Eliana.
那在 Eliana 出生以后，我们常常都为她担心。
So at that time, again, we asked everyone back home to pray for this time, but this time is for Eliana.
那在同样的，我们又让在家里的各位继续为 Eliana 祷告。
So after Eliana was born.
那在 Eliana 出生以后
，She was hospitalized around 2 to 3 times for phototherapy treatment.
那她住院了2到3次，为了要拍这些照。
Due to high level of jaundice.
也因为她很高的黄疸。
Thank God, jaundice went away, so we focus on the MRI appointment.
那感谢神，黄疸的指数慢慢的退去了，我们就继续的为这个 MRI 来祷告。
Eliana was born on November the 9th.
Eliana 出生于11月9日。
My mother-in-law actually decided to come on the 8th.
那我的岳母其实是打算11月8号来到多伦多。
But her father was unconscious before he finally passed away at that time.
但是那个时候他的父亲昏迷，在他去世以前正处于昏迷状态。
Therefore, she delayed and changed her flight.
所以那个时候她就延迟了她的机票。
But she knew Grace had a C-section and the problem of Eliana.
但是她也知道了 Eliana 的问题，也知道了 Grace 经历了剖腹产。
She told us that she would come to Canada as soon as she can.
那她也告诉我们，她会尽早的来到这里。
Her answer meant so many things to us.
那他的这个回答对于我们来说代表了非常多的东西。
It was a hard decision for her to choose either children or father.
那对于他来说，这是一个非常的艰难的决定，是选择他的孩子呢，还是选择他的父亲呢
？Parents always choose their children over their parents.
那作为一个家长，他们总是选择孩子多过于他们的家长。
Just like Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross because of our sins.
就也是因为我们的罪，主耶稣在被钉十字架。
So we felt very thankful to her.
所以我们对她充满感激。
But we couldn't say, "Please come to Canada as soon as possible."
但是我们却也不能说出你最好越早的来越好。
Because we knew parents' heart.
因为我们知道父母的心。
So we said to her.
所以我们跟她说。
It's okay.
没关系。
You should stay with grandfather in his last moment.
你应该陪同 祖父在他生命的最后时刻。
We are okay.
我们没问题。
Somebody will come to take care of Grace postpartum.
那有在 Grace 生产完之后，产后会有人来照顾她。
Even though you come here right now,
即使是你现在过来了
there is nothing going to be changed.
也没有什么会得以改变。
So it was really hard time for us.
所以那一段时间对于我们来说非常的艰难。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God already knew and planned for everything.
那神也知道了一切，也为一切做了准备。
God encouraged us through a pastor's wife.
那通过一个传道娘，她激励了我们。
Throughout the internet, everyone recommended us this postpartum care person.
那在网络之中，所有的人都把我们推荐给了这个中医师。
She was a busy lady.
她是一个非常忙的人。
She had already 1 year schedule booked.
那她已经有一年的预定在先。
She told Grace that she was very lucky because her schedule was fully booked.
那她告诉 Grace 非常的幸运，因为她的行程表已经被排满了。
But she was okay with the 3 weeks we chose.
但是我们所选择的那2到3周，她却是有空。
At that time, we hesitated because we needed to prepare a big amount of funds.
在那个时候我们非常的犹豫，因为我们要付 很大的一笔钱。
We didn't know if she's a trustable person or not at that time.
我们不知道她是否可以值得信赖。
But this pastor's wife kept on calling Grace whether Grace wanted to have a postpartum care through her.
那这个传道娘却一直打电话给 Grace， 问她是不是要通过这个人 来处理产后的调养。
At the end, we decided to have her come and do it before delivery 3 months.
那我们也决定在她生产以前的3个月来到我们家里。
Later on, she explained at that time she had 2 choices: either help us do postpartum care or help someone else, either someone which is include 6 other persons.
那在那个时候，她有2个选择，一个是帮 Grace 来做产后的护理，或者是另外的6个人。
She said.
她说。
She really didn't want to choose Grace.
她说她非常的不想要选择 Grace.
Because she needed to take care of 2 boys.
因为她需要照顾2个男孩。
And she got a bad impression of me.
她对我也有不好的印象。
Because I looked like a husband from a gangster.
因为我看上去像是一个流氓。
And she couldn't speak English well.
她也不能好好的说英语。
However, she always pray before she chooses one patient.
但是她在选择她的病人以前，她都会祷告。
After each prayer.
在每一次祷告之后，
she had a willing to help us than to help others.
她总是有那股想要帮助我们的感觉。
The reason was in her prayer.
因为在她的祷告之中，
God said,
神说，
Grace is my beloved daughter.
Grace 是我所爱的女儿。
So she made up her mind to do postpartum care for Grace and Eliana.
所以她就决定来照顾 Grace 和 Eliana。
So she came to our house and check up Eliana.
她来到我们家中也查看了 Eliana。
She was a Chinese medicine doctor in Korea, back in Korea.
那她在韩国的时候是一个中医师。
However, she didn't know Eliana's situation.
但是她不知道 Eliana 当时的情况。
So one day when she was massaging Grace's body.
那在一天，她在为 Grace 做按摩的时候
，She told Grace how much Grace is blessed to have this healthy, little daughter.
那她告诉 Grace 是如此的幸福，可以有这么健康的女儿。
Grace was surprised and asked her why she said that.
那 Grace 就很惊讶，问她为什么会这样说呢
？She told Grace that one of her clients gave birth to a child who has only 2 fingers.
那他告诉 Grace， 他有一个病人，只有生产了一个孩子，只有2个手指
，and 2 toes，
2根脚趾。
The child's mother is a Presbyterian.
那这个孩子的母亲是长老会的。
And the father is a Roman Catholic.
那他的父亲是罗马天主教的。
The husband knew his child's situation from the ultrasound.
那这个父亲从这个超音波中得知了这个孩子的情况。
But did not tell his wife.
但是却向他的妻子隐瞒了。
Because She said that Roman Catholic restrict from abortion.
因为他们说罗马天主教是不允许堕胎的。
The mother and the child were separated after the birth by her family.
那在那个时候，在生产以后。
那母亲跟孩子被隔离。
哦，母亲和孩子在生产之后被隔离。
Because they worry about she could get a she could be shocked.
因为他们害怕这个母亲会受到刺激。
Until recent day, when the mother saw the child.
那直到近日以来，这个母亲看到自己孩子之后。
The mother and the grandmother of the child cry every single day.
那母亲和那个祖母就每一天都哭泣。
And the mother and the husband scream and verbal fight almost every day.
那这个母亲也同她的丈夫几乎每一天都要吵架。
Grace at that time was very thankful.
在那个时候 ，Grace 充满感恩。
I feel it was if it was not God's grace and mercy.
那我们感觉如果不是神的怜悯。
Elena could have been turned out worse.
那 Elena 可能情况会更加的糟糕。
Not just missing the bone.
也许不仅仅是缺少一根骨头。
But thank God.
感谢神。
During this hard time.
在这困难的时期。
Some people came to our house for encouragement.
那有一些人来到我们家中来鼓励我们。
The preacher encouraged us that everything will be God's beautiful will and God's time isn't yet come.
他传道激励我们，告诉我们一切都有神的美意。
And the deacon's wife comfort us.
那执事娘也安慰我们。
To not be afraid because we have our heavenly Father to rely.
也告诉我不要害怕，因为我们有我们的天父可以依靠。
And God will heal Eliana.
神也一定会医治 Eliana.
I'm reminding myself that I should not be like Job or Job's friend.
那我告诉自己不要像约伯或者约伯的朋友。
So.See what's God's will and entrust everything to the Lord.
那我们要看神的旨意是什么，也把一切也相信他。
The MRI was done 2 months after the booking.
那在我们预定了 MRI 的时间之后的两个月，我们去做了这个 MRI.
The neurologist told us that the bone was showing in the result.
那神经科医生告诉我们，在那个结果之中，他有看到那根骨头。
But it is small and.The end of bone is a little bit malformed.
那它这个骨头比常人的要小，然后在末端有一些畸形。
But every nerve were fine.
但是所有的神经都没有问题。
So there was nothing he can do and will do.
那他也没有更多的可以做的。
I give many thanks to God.
所以我也感谢神。
I would like to share with you.Three Bible verses.
那我想跟你们分享三个圣经章节。
Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
17.
第十七章。
7-10.
第七到第十节。
Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
17.
第十七章。
7-10.
第七到十节。
7.
第七节。
But blessed is the one who trusted in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. 8.They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its root by the stream. If it does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green. It has no worry in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. 9.
第九节
The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. You can understand it.Verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind and remind each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. 1 Peter, chapter
4, verse 12 and 13. 第四章第十二到第十三节。
1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
第四章第十二到第十三节。
Verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fierce ordeal that has come on you to test you. Although something strange were happening to you. Verse 13.
第十三节。
But rejoice in the much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7.
彼得前书第一章第六到第七节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7.
彼得前书第一章第六到第七节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Verse 7.
第七节。
These have come to so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Christ Jesus is revealed. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 8.
雅各书第一章第二到第八节。
James chapter 1, verse 2 to 8.
雅各书第一章第二到第八节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters.Whenever you face trials of many kinds, verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Verse 4,
第四节,
let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Verse 5,
第五节,
if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Verse 6.
第六节。
But when you ask, you must believe and no doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Verse 7.
第七节。
That person shouldn't expect to receive anything from God, from the Lord.Verse 8, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 8.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 8.
第三到第八节，哥林多后书第一章第三到第八节。
Praise be to the God.And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Verse 4.
第四节。
Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves believe from God. Verse 5.
第五节。
For just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ.6.
第六节。
If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort which produces in your patient endurance of the same sufferings which suffer. Verse 7.
第七节。
And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort.God tested my faith as he tested the Israelite in the wilderness for 40 years.
神考验了我的信心。
During Eliana's incident, I learned to fully submit my burdens to God and fully entrust.
那在 Eliana 的这个事情上 我学会了将我一切的苦难都交给神。
But at that time, I had peace in my heart always.
但在那个时候在我的内心却一直有平安。
God will not give a test that we cannot bear.
那神不会让我们接受不能通过的考验。
The test and grace let us grow.
那他的考验和他的恩典使我们得以成长。
And it refines our faith.
那这个也炼化了我们的信心。
No matter what happens to Eliana,
那不管 Eliana 的身上发生什么事。
I believe God will take care of Eliana even if Eliana appears to have a missing bone.
那即使是 Eliana 缺少一根骨头，我也相信神一直可以带领医治她。
And it will be a living testimony for her.
对她来说也是一个活着的见证。
Otherwise, God will heal his beloved child completely.
那神也会完全的治愈他的他所爱的儿女。
Never blame on the husband or wife with about the child.
永远不要因为孩子的事情怪罪丈夫或者妻子。
Because the child is the blessing from God to both husband and wife.
因为孩子是神给丈夫和妻子的恩典。
Looking at the health record.
那我们看了他的病历。
Nathan is my healthiest child.
Nathan 是我三个孩子当中最健康的那一个。
And we did not worry anything about his growth.
那我们也从来没有为他的成长担忧。
Until about a month ago.
那直到一个月以前。
When we were spending our family time together.
那在我们家庭团契的时候。
God, you gave us Nathan, a healthy child with no worries in our life.
那神给了我们 Nathan， 他在我们并没有为他过多的担忧过。
But we took it for granted of your gift.
但是我们就这样心安理得的领受了。
Never said a word of thank you of giving us this healthy child and no worries.
却没有因为他赐予我们这个健康而没有忧虑的孩子感恩过。
After seeing Hania and Eliana.
这个想法是在我们看见 Hania 和 Eliana 之后产生的。
We should have cherished every moment we spend time with your gift.
那所以我们应该珍惜与你所赐予我们的礼物所度过的一切时间。
You gave us Hania so that we can have laughter and bring joy to this family.
你给了我们 Hania， 让她在我们的家庭中增加了笑声。
Your sufficient grace will accompany us through the end of our lives.
你足够的恩典会一直伴随我，伴随我们，直到我们生命的结束。
You gave us Eliana.
你给了我们 Eliana.
Because you listened to our prayers.
因为你
so that when we become old, we will always have someone to talk to.
因为你倾听了我们的祷告，在我们年迈的时候，总有人可以一同说话。
Finally, we thank you, God.
那最后我们感谢你。
There is always a sister who stands at our back.Help our difficult times.
那总有一个姐妹在我们的背后帮助着我们。
Our families and relatives are back in Asia.
那虽然我们的家庭和家庭虽然我们的家人远在亚洲。
But we feel God's love around us.
但是我感受到神的爱在我们当中。
I gently and humbly offer this testimony to you.
我谦卑地把这个见证献给你。
May all the power and glory be unto your name forever.
愿一切的荣耀和力量归于你的真名，直到永远。
阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
感谢神，我们听到黄弟兄跟我们分享他美好的见证。
Thank the Lord for Brother Hua's wonderful testimony.
有人说啊
，Some say
这个孩子啊是父母最难的功课。
A child is a parent's most difficult lesson.
神要教我们，有时候不是直接教我们。
Sometimes when God teaches, He doesn't.
最有效的方法，这是用你的孩子来教你。
Sometimes when God teaches us, He doesn't teach us directly, but through our children.
自己受苦还不是最大的痛苦。
Our suffering is not the most harsh suffering.
你看到孩子痛苦，比你自己痛苦更痛苦。
But when you see your children in suffering, it is more difficult.
但是往往是当我们看到孩子在受苦的时候，往往就更能够体会天父的爱。
But it is always in our children's suffering that we can experience the love of our heavenly Father.
天底下没有爱啊，比父母的爱更大。
There's no love in this world that is greater than the parents' love.
神的爱就是比我们的父母爱我们更大。
But God's love is greatest.
所以从花的见证，我们可以看到神的大能。
So through the testimony of Hua, we can see the great power of God.
让他太太从不育能够生育。
So that God is able to lead Grace from infertility to
从不能生到的能生三个。
From infertility to giving birth to three children.
从只能够生男，还加了一个女。
From only giving birth to sons, then to a daughter.
我们教会很多人有生三个男生的。
And there are many people in church who give birth to three brothers.
大概想说，就是当初没有好好祷告。
No, we may think in our hearts it is because we didn't pray enough.
心里面比较复杂。
It was because there was something complicated in our hearts.
但是可能还有机会，你可以回去再祷告。
But we still have chance. We can go back home and continue to pray.
如果神容许的话，还会给你一个女的。
If God allows, you will get a daughter.
有人说传福音比较难。
Some say that preaching the gospel is pretty hard.
生比较快。
It is easier to give birth.
生比较容易啊，但是你要带她一辈子，信仰上也不容易。
It is easier to give birth, but then you have to be responsible of their of faith.
神也大能也医治。啊，那么严重的烫伤竟然可以完全好。
So that even though the burn on Haniel's skin can be healed.
还有呢，没有任何的疤痕。
And with no scar.
哇，你等一下，你可以，哎，你的孩子在下面，等一下请他上来啊，让大家看一看。
We can all have a look at Haniel afterwards.
啊，那华的太太就在后面哈，可能不晓得大了么子，站起来让大家看一下，我们 Grace 姐妹。
His wife is in the back.
啊，她手抱的就是 Eliana。
And that is Eliana.
啊，明天要受洗。
And she will get baptized tomorrow.
啊，这是神的大能啊。
This is the great power of God.
医治黑牛的这个烫伤。
He can heal the burn on Haniel.
刚刚抱着的时候，我看到这个脚啊 ，baby 的脚还在踢来踢去。
And I see that Eliana was moving her legs around.
啊，这个很活泼，很正常。
And it's very normal.
这是神的大能，医生都不能解释，人也没有办法去担心什么。
This is the great power of God that no doctor can explain.
啊，所以什么叫做完美？
So what is perfect?
啊，完美就是在我们的不完美当中啊，我们都依靠神。
Perfection is the fact that we are able to rely on God.
啊，完美，其实在座当中没有一个人身体是完美的。
In fact, everyone sitting here, no one has a perfect body.
多少有一些缺陷，多少有一些软弱。
We all have our own weaknesses.
啊，那我们就是靠主。
But then we rely on God.
主会把我们生命当中的不完美那个缺陷把它补足。
God will lead our imperfectness to perfect.
每次想起自己的不完美，但是神把它医治，神把它怜悯。
Every time we think of our imperfectness, God always heals us.
我们都心存感谢。
So that we always give thanks in our hearts.
我们的神是大能的神。
Our God is a God with great power.
当然，孩子的成长、身体的病痛啊，只是考验的第一种而已。
The suffering of our children is only one test.
还有很多教养的问题啊，还有成长的过程也是很多考验。
And the fact that they are growing up is also another test.
但是我们要学习，就像刚话，他学习的功课就是常常要为儿女祷告。
But we should always listen and learn and always pray for our children.
信仰的完整啊，比身体的完整还更重要。
The perfection of faith is more important than the perfection of the body.
神看一个人完不完整，是看他的灵魂有没有完整。
When God looks at a person, the perfection that He sees is the faith.
啊，不是他的智商，不是看他是不是身体很完整而已。
Not his IQ or the perfection of his body.
啊，所以我们在神面前要像长老早上勉励我们的，我们要努力做完全人。
So just as Elder Wan had encouraged us in the morning, we should strive to become perfect.
我们听了美好的见证，所有荣耀颂赞归于主。
Now through this wonderful testimony, may all glory be unto
His name. 我们唱一首诗，就来祷告求平安。
So after this hymn, we'll come and pray.
92首。
Hymn 92.